实在的感谢主啊，这一次让我们能够再到这里来。
Indeed, we thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to come to this place once again.
我们是在十几年前来过。
Over 10 years ago, we've been here once.
那个时候来的时候，聚会人还很少哈。
The last time we came here, there were very few people in this fellowship.
地方也是很小哈，也不是这个地方。
And the place was very small. It wasn't even this place.
所以现在好多弟兄姊妹我都不认识。
So many of the brothers and sisters here, I do not even know.
就是有的十几年见到了，除了魏弟兄同魏师母以外，好像没有认识多少人。
Even though some of the people we might have met that time, other than brother and sister Wei, it doesn't seem like we recognize too many faces.
那这一次实在是神的恩典。在带领我们到这里来。
Truly, it is God's grace that brought us here this time.
能够见到这么多的弟兄姊妹。
And we see so many brothers and sisters here.
特别刚才听见弟兄姊妹的交通。
Especially when I heard the sharings by the brothers and sisters.
给我们里面呢，实在受鼓舞。
I felt like there was a lot of encouragement inside.
看见有这么多年轻的弟兄姊妹。在年轻力壮的时候能够被主得着。
And we see many brothers and sisters who are in their youth and while they're strong to be captured by the Lord.
实在是宝贝。
It is truly precious.
我们现在年纪大了。
We are now elderly in age.
看见有青年人起来爱主。
And we see many young people rise up to love the Lord.
实在里面受无限的鼓舞同安慰。
And we feel truly encouraged and comforted.
当在我们年轻的时候
while we were in our youth,
还没有感觉年轻的宝贝。
We did not feel the preciousness of youth.
当现在年纪大了
Now that we are elderly,
实在感觉青年人的宝贝。
And we recognize the preciousness of the young people.
什么都容易。
Everything is easy.
现在年纪大了。
Now that I'm older,
人要从坐了要站起来啊，都感觉很吃力。
Just to rise up from our seats, it seems very difficult.
前几年我自己还没有感觉我是年纪大了。
A few years ago, I did not even consider myself to be old.
因为我很常常感觉我没有那么年纪没有那么大。
I always felt I wasn't that old.
常常啊，看见一些青年人啊，本来是小孩子，已经大人，现在已经好像都年纪都很成熟了。
And when I see many children who have grown up and become very mature,
才想说。我年纪都大了。
Then I realized that I am old.
但是到了这几年来。
But in the past few years.
我是在发觉说年纪是大了。
I really feel that I am getting older.
所以看见青年人能够起来里面是在满了敬拜主。
When I see the young people rise up, my heart is full of worship for the Lord.
真是盼望青壮年的弟兄姊妹趁坐还有今天。
And I encourage the brothers and sisters who are young that while you have today,
要追求主。
To seek after the Lord.
要更多的跟随主。
To follow after the Lord.
我记得当我比较年轻的时候听见一个比较年长的弟兄讲他说他拿一本圣经从楼上要拿到楼。楼下要拿到楼上
When I was younger, in my youth, I heard this elderly brother share that when he takes the Bible from the downstairs to the upstairs.
他是在哪里讲那个传道书
And he was sharing about Ecclesiastes.
他说一个色秀会像一个蚱蜢蚱蜢像一个重担。
That even a grasshopper is like a heavy burden.
他意思说他买一本圣经要上二楼。
And what he was saying is that to take a Bible up the stairs,
都感觉重,
it feels very heavy.
那个时候真不理会,
and at that time, I really could not understand.
一本圣经, 再有五本六本的圣经都可以很快就拿上去。
At that time, I was thinking one Bible, four or five Bible, I can take upstairs without problems.
现在发觉说真的。 哪一本圣经啊？有时候要出门，我都不敢拿大本的圣经。
Truly now, when I go out, I do not even dare to take a big Bible.
所以青年壮年的宝贝。
So the preciousness of your youth and strength.
真是要宝贵。
You need to grab hold of this.
弟兄们说，今天要我们有一点交通。
The brothers have asked me to share a little bit today.
我也不知道要交通什么。
I had not known what I was going to share about.
不过在我的里面有两点。
But in me there are two thoughts.
但是多年来跟随主所有一点学习的。
In my years of following after the Lord, these are some of the things that I've learned.
有点看见的。
Some of the things that I've seen.
当我年轻的时候,
when I was younger,
因为我是生在一个不信主的家庭,
because I was born in a non-Christian family.
那么当那个时候啊, 那个家是很重男轻女。
In that family, there was a lot more emphasis on the boys or the male, and more emphasis on male than female.
所以从小啊, 我就很不服。
So when I was little, I did not, I just had a chip on my shoulder.
我们家里有五个姊妹。
In my family, there are five children.
从第三个就送掉。
Five sisters, and from the third one, they were given away, adopted.
在哪个时代啊? 人不欢喜女孩子。
At that time, at that age, people did not like girls.
所以我从小啊就很不服。
So when I was little, I was very upset about this.
为什么缘故啊? 人会怎样的重男轻女?
Why is it that man can dislike the girls so much?
那我是最大的女儿。
Since I was the eldest daughter,
从小我说就感觉说，我有一些堂弟呀，小我一两个月哈。
I had some cousins, male cousins that were a month or two younger than me.
我们一同读书。
We were studying together. We went to school together.
我总要书读的比他好。
I had to do better in school than them.
我记得从小啊，我会跳班，他会留级的。
When I was young, I would skip grades and he would be held back.
所以从小我就造成一个很倔强的脾气。
So from when I was in my youth, I developed this very stubborn attitude.
总看见说啊，就是女的强呢，是男的强。
Just this very, very competitive spirit to between male and female.
真的很多方面服不下来。
And in many places, I cannot submit.
那当我稍微大了,
when I got a little bit older,
因神的怜悯,
by the mercy of God,
让我能在一个教会学校读书,
He allowed me to study in a church school,
是我不愿意去的,
even though I did not want to go.
因为我从小啊，不知道哪里来的思想啊，就是感觉基督教很不好。
I don't know why somewhere this thought entered my head when I was little that Christians are bad.
因为当初啊，小学啊，有读也是读教会学校。
At that time, in my primary school, I went to a Christian school.
那么人在讲说啊，圣经里面说人家要打你这边的嘴。 你把嘴边也给他,
I remember they were teaching us that if someone slaps you on one cheek, you are to offer them the other cheek.
要拿你的外衣，里衣连外衣也给他。
And someone who wants to take your cloak, you are to give them your tunic.
要叫你走一里路，你也走两里路。
And if they ask you to walk 1 mile, you are to walk
2. 我最不服这句话。
I just did not submit.
因为那个时候啊，年纪大人就知道啊，是日本人深战918的时候。
Those people who are older would know that this is the time when the Japanese were.
那个时候，日本人就把东三省啊拿走了。
And they had taken away this province.
我说说啊，你们这些基督徒啊，就把东四省都给他。
And if you were Christians, you would give them the other provinces as well.
感觉你们这些基督徒啊，就是帝国主义哈、啊。
And if you're a Christian, you're imperialist.
所以从小还不知道有主，但是却是抵挡主。
Even though I did not know there was a Lord, I was resisting him.
到了小学毕业的时候
After graduating from primary school,
我父亲虽然他不信
even though my father was
not a Christian, 但是他感觉教会学校总是好一点
he always felt that the Christian schools were better.
就一定要把我送到一个教会学校
So he insisted that I go to a Christian school.
我不肯去
And I was unwilling to go.
我欢喜去读另外一个学校。
I wanted to go to a different school.
然后现在回忆起来哈。
And when I look back on this situation,
如果我去读那个学校，恐怕变成共产党了。
If I had, when looking back on this situation, if I had gone to the other school, I would have become a communist.
但是从前的父亲啊，是很严格的。
But that the fathers in those times were very strict.
他说要么就读，不要了就不要读。
If he says yes, then it was yes, and it was no.
女孩子多读书做什么？
If what use is it for a girl to go to school?
那没有办法，要读书只好去读了。
So if you want to go to school, that's the school that I have.
但却是立好志向，不要信耶稣。
But I made a commitment to not to become a Christian.
我总感觉我很好。
I believe that I was very good.
我感觉我没有罪。
And I felt that I had no sin.
我说有罪人才需要耶稣，我这个没有罪人不需要耶稣。
I said only the sinners need Jesus. I do not have sin, so I do not need Jesus.
但是以后到了过了几年
but then after a few years,
在哪里有一个传福音的聚会哈。
There was a gospel meeting.
那个时候叫做布道大会哈。
It was a revival.
我想有好多的同学是为我祷告。
And I felt that there were many my classmates who were praying for me.
因为知道我在班上啊是很倔强一个人。
And they know that I am a very stubborn person in class.
我还记得啊，圣经课啊，我的老师啊是梳着头的哈。
There was in Bible class, my teacher had a comb, buns and,
牛头发,
he had a long hair.
那个时候啊，普通都是剪头发的,
And at that time, people normally cut their hair short.
哪一个老师啊，他留着头发。
But that teacher had long hair.
我还替他画两个那个头发那个样子啊，放在黑板上面。
I drew a picture of him on the blackboard.
相当的捣蛋。
I was very naughty.
所以大家想说我这个不知道是怎么能够信耶稣。
People just thought, how can this person become a Christian?
但是我知道好多同学为我祷告。
I know that many students were praying for me.
也老师也为我祷告。
And many teachers were also praying for me.
所以在一次的福音聚会
and so at one gospel meeting
那个时候是全我是厦门那边哈，传厦门的那边在鼓浪屿那边有个特别聚会
so in this one area in China there was this one meeting
贺姐你们听过就是那个宋博士哈，在那里传福音
This Dr. Song was sharing the gospel there.
那个福音的灵很强。
And the spirit was very strong.
他在哪里说人人都有罪。
He said there that every person has sinned.
几十年了，我现在还很清楚。
After decades, it is still very clear in my mind.
他穿着长布长衫。
he was wearing this Chinese suit.
把一些那个纸头啊, 放在这个地方。
And he had some tissues in his in the suit.
一下子讲说啊, 人人都有罪。
When he said that every man is a sinner.
他讲说, 杀人是罪。
Says murder is sin.
我说我没有杀人。
And I say, I am not a murderer.
他说奸淫是罪。
Says adultery is.
我没有。
And
好多罪我说都没有。
For many sins, I said no, I have not.
当然了，说他说贪心是罪。
Says greed is sin.
我也说我没有贪心。
And I said to myself, I have never.
撒谎是罪。
Says lying is a sin.
我说我也没有撒谎。
I said I've never lied.
那就在那个时候，圣灵工作。
And at that moment, the Spirit worked.
忽然间在我里面呀，想到一件事。
And all of a sudden, an incident came to my mind.
我小学毕业呀，我们要会考了哈。
At the graduation of a primary school, we had to have an exam.
有一本世界的地图啊，考完了留在哪里？
There is a world map that I am supposed to leave there after the exam.
哪本地图啊？从前不是像现在啊，好像纸张很容易的哈。
Back then, it's not like now where you, when you have a map, it's very easy to.
那个纸地图的纸都比较好一点。
Back then, the paper for the maps were.
我感觉没有人要了。
And I thought nobody would want this.
我就拿回家了。
So I took the map home.
哪一本地图啊？ 高那个我中学都快毕业了哈。
I'm almost graduating from
我还在用,
high school, and I still was using that map.
很奇妙，哪一天晚上啊，这本地图就在我的眼前。
So amazingly, that night, this map appeared before me.
贪心。
And I heard greed.
你没有贪心，还有好多好多。 好多小小的事情啊，小的时候啊，拿人家的小钱币，什么那个罪的犯罪的事情啊，好像都在哪里给我看见。So,
and all of a sudden, it seemed like all these little things, the things that I have done, all the sins that I have committed,
我从那个时候，我说我是一个罪人。
From that point on, I said to myself that I am a sinner.
我既然是一个罪人。
I am a sinner and I need Jesus.
所以我那一天晚上我得救。
So that night I was saved.
那当然我不能讲很长哈。
I cannot speak for very long.
这个是主特别恩待我。
But the Lord was gracious to me.
那么以后就像刚才弟兄说了，我对人的灵魂就非常的感觉有负担哈。
And from that moment on, just as our brother shared, that I just had a burden for people's souls.
我记得我第二天我马上回到家里去。I
remember the second day I went home.
我看见我的母亲。And
I saw my mother.
我母亲很奇怪，你今天回来做什么？She
said, "Why are you here today?"
我们两个礼拜才能够回去一下。We're
only allowed to go home every 2 weeks.
但是我看见我的母亲的时候，我一直哭。
And when I saw my mother, I started to cry. And I kept crying.
我妈妈说你哭什么呢?
My mother said to me, "Why are you crying?"
我说妈,
I said, "Mom,
我死了上天堂。
I say, "When I die, I will go to heaven."
你死了下地狱。
When you die, you will go to hell.
想了又大哭。
And I said this, I continued to cry.
因为哪一个时候我的感觉啊, 好像那个地狱啊，很深很深啊，要把我的母亲吞下去一样。
At that time, I felt like hell was a very, very deep hole, and it was swallow my mother.
讲了又哭。
And as I spoke this, I kept crying.
我妈妈想说这个孩子恐怕发神经了。My
mother probably felt that I was going crazy.
我母亲都还只有三十几岁，四十岁都还没有到，也不是要死的时候。
My mother was only 30 something, not even 40 yet.
但在我里头啊，那个感觉啊，就是那么厉害。
But inside of me, this feeling was very strong.
啊，那母亲爱女儿。
Of course, the mother loves.
好了好了，礼拜天去做礼拜喽。
She said, okay, okay, on Sunday we will go to church.
我说不能。
I said, no, that's not.
你今天一定要跟我去听福音。
I said, today you have to go listen to the gospel with me.
我妈说怎么可以耶？
She said, how can we do this?
弟弟那么小。
Your brother is so young.
你爸爸还不在家。
And your father is not home.
怎么能够去呢？
How can we go?
那我一定要带她去。
And I said, I just was stubborn and I wanted to take her.
我很爱我的母亲。
Because I love my mother.
因为从前做生意的人啊, 我父亲是做很大生意的。
My father was a businessman.
但是从前的人啊, 他们做生意都是在外边的花天酒地, 这个做太太的就在家里啊, 就是看孩子咯, 啊, 就是离家。
And in those times, the businessmen went out and they were doing all kinds of things.
不像现在说啊, 先生到哪里, 太太就陪到哪里, 没有这个事的。
The wife was at home watching the kids. It's not like now where wherever the husband goes, the wife will go off.
所以我很同情我的母亲。
So I was very sympathetic to my mother.
所以特别爱她。
So, and I loved her.
所以我第一就是 挂到我的母亲的灵魂。
So the first person I thought of was my mother's soul.
神实在是神的怜悯。
It is truly God's mercy.
我的母亲真的哪一天给我带过去听福音。
And my mom, I actually was able to bring my mom to listen to the gospel that day.
感谢主他的救。
And thank the Lord, she was saved.
那我的家, 我的父亲啊, 因为他 财势力都有，他根本不要主人。
But my father, since he was very wealthy and power,
不过他许可妻子儿女是信耶稣。
He did not believe, but he allowed the wife and children to be Christians.
他感觉总不会变坏的。
He felt like it can't go bad.
但是不久就是日本的战争的时候。
And but not shortly after that was the sign.
因为我的父亲，我的父亲因为生意做得太大。
And because his business was so big.
所以他进了日本籍。
And he became a Japanese.
就是啊，所以挂洋行啊，就没有人来可以来欺负他洋哈。
And he but people cannot come and bother him.
因为就是抗战以前啊。 日本人很欺负中国人，特别我们在厦门，同台湾很近，所以很多台湾人呢会来欺负他们。
At that time, at that time before when Japan had power in China, if you were not had a Japanese citizen, people will come and harass you. And in that location, there were many other people that would come and harass them.
但是当战争开始的时候，还没有开始的时候，
but before the war started,
我的父亲就有人，因为他生意做得太大，所以当然有一点人就对他有，可能他脾气也很坏的哈，我想也得罪人，所以啊，就有人告他。
So before the war started, maybe because his business was so big, so prosperous, and maybe he offended someone, sued him.
所以说他是假冒籍名啊，要争夺公款。
Okay.
就是这个籍，这个日本籍，不是真的日本人，乃是用钱买来的，是假的。
And they accused him that he had purchased his Japanese citizenship.
那目的呀，要得做他所做的那个生意，因为做他做了很多生意，知道。
So in order to further his business.
所以就被抓。
So he was captured.
他是五月底的时候被抓。
He was captured at the end of May.
一下子七七就是卢沟桥，那个中日战争。
And on July 7th, it was the beginning of the war.
所以呢，就把一个汉奸的帽子戴下去。
And he had this, he had been accused as for treason.
所以我还记得有一次啊， 有一次有八个汉奸要出来枪毙的时候。
When at one time there was eight traitors that were going to be executed.
我跑到街上去看。
I ran out onto the street to see.
我要看有没有一个是我的父亲。
I wanted to see if one of them was my father.
如果我有一个是我的父亲啊，我要去拉说啊，他不是汉奸呢。
If I thought if it was my father, he was out there, I would go.
一个一个过去，没有我父亲在内。
I would go and say that he's not a traitor, but when.
所以中国八年的抗战，我们就不但有国难，还有家难。
But he was not in that those eight. And for those 8 years, it was not only a tragedy for the country, but also a tragedy for our family.
所以我爸爸抓了六年。
So my father was captured.
整个家就所经过的就完全改变。
He was captured for 6 years, and our whole family was changed.
那么我是大女儿。
Since I was the oldest daughter,
好像我责任很重。
I felt like my responsibility was very great.
我的爸爸到哪里，我就跟到哪里。
Wherever my father went, I followed him.
很多方面呢，要我，服侍他，帮他。
And many things I had to serve him and to help him.
到我爸爸出来了。
When my father was finally released.
我的母亲一路多年受这个折磨啊。
Because of the struggle my mother had to face.
所以她身体病了。
And my mother became ill.
病了，那我父亲出来以后，
after my father was released,
因为从前我的母亲是一直一直的服侍他。
Because before my mother had always served my father.
从前的，女人家服侍丈夫啊，那真是无微不至的啊。
In those times, the wife were to serve the husband.
那现在因为我母亲病在床上。
But now my mother was ill and bedridden.
我们所有的注意力、啊、都在妈妈身上。
So all our attention was on our mother.
那么那个时候啊，抗战的时候啊，又是很穷，样样东西很少的时候。
And during those wartime, everyone was very poor and their supplies were sparse.
那我的父亲啊，在这样的光景中间啊，我的父亲啊，在这样的生活里面哈。
And in the circumstances, my father,
脾气非常不好。
His temper was very bad.
所以啊，整天发脾气。
And all day long, he would be upset.
整天骂人。
And angry and scolding.
感谢主，我的父亲是在监牢里面得信主得救的。
I praise the Lord that my father was saved in prison.
所以他是已经信主了。
And he had already became a Christian.
但是因着那个环境啊，他要骂我们地不干净，要骂我们东西如何，就什么都要骂。
But in those circumstances, he was scolding us for everything. The floor is too dirty, and everything was not good enough.
给我非常的受不了。
And I could not handle it.
因为弟弟妹妹还小咯。
Because my brothers and sisters were still young.
那我比较大一点。
And since I'm older,
所以我有时候就常常同父亲顶。
And I would at times struggle with my father.
那么我知道我母亲的病有一天会死的。
I know that for my mother's illness, that one day she will die.
所以我想，我母亲一死啊，我就带着最小的弟弟，我一定离开家。
I was thinking in my that I had a plan that when my mother dies, I will take my youngest brother and leave.
我从父亲的光景啊，就非常的，他祷告我眼睛不闭的。
My relationship with my father was such that when he prays, I would not close my eyes.
里头啊，就无论如何就非常同他顶在一起。
And inside, I had a very rebellious.
我说母亲一过了，我要带着小弟走。
I said that when my mother dies, I will take the youngest brother.
最小的弟弟不过只有八岁。
My youngest brother is now just about 8 years old.
就在这里说，我就要提起，当我母亲真死了。
But when my mother really died,
哪一天晚上?
That night,
我的父亲在客厅啊, 同我们那些亲人那个还是抗战的时候,
It was still during the war, and my father with the relatives were in the living room.
提起要买棺材啦，下葬的事情。
They were talking about things like purchasing the coffin and things like that, final.
两个弟弟就睡在地下。
And the two brothers were sleeping on the floor.
我妹妹就一直在哭。
And my sister was crying.
母亲的尸首就在床上。
And my mother's body was on the bed.
我坐在那个门那个客厅同。 房间那个门框哪里？
And I was sitting in the doorway between the bedroom and the living room.
我在哪里计划？
And I was making some plans there.
我母亲死了。
My mother had died.
丧事办完了。
Once the funeral is done,
我就要离开家。
I will leave home.
我没有办法。 再同父亲在一起,
I can no longer live with my father.
没有办法再继续这样生活下去,
I can no longer continue living like this.
但是主在我的里说啊, 不能这样,
but the Lord spoke to me inside and said, you cannot be like this.
你要服在神大能的手下,
you need to submit under the hands of God.
我告诉主说, 主什么我都可以服, 这个我服不了。
I said to the Lord, I can submit to anything, but I cannot submit to this.
我出去也许我要受很多的为难。
If I leave, I know I may face many difficulties.
但是我没有办法再跟着父亲，那么跟着这个家过日子。
But I can no longer live with my father in this family like this.
有几个钟头，我坐在哪里？
For several hours, I sat there.
我同神好像在哪里呀？就在。 在争啊。
So it was as if I was struggling with the Lord.
但是主这句话不断地说，你要服在神大能的手下。
The Lord said that you need to submit under the mighty hand of the Lord.
到了时候，
When the time comes,
神就会叫你高升。
The Lord will lift you up.
我一直告诉主说，主，我不能服。
But I keep telling the Lord, I cannot submit.
我不能服,
I cannot submit.
但是感谢主,
but I thank the Lord.
主是得胜的,
the Lord was victorious.
以后我服下来,
and I submitted to him.
再经过一段的时间,
and after some time,
这个是我感觉在我一生中在哪里学习服在神的大能之下。
And all my life I learned to submit. I'm learning to submit under the mighty hand of God.
虽然几多少年来啊,
and for the many years that
经过很多很多不同的难处,
and through many different difficulties,
但是这句话一直在我的里面,
and this, but this word is in me.
你要服在神的大能手下,
you are to submit under the mighty hand of God.
你要服在神的大能手下,
you are to submit under the mighty hand of God.
今天我们最大的难处是服不下去。
Today, our greatest difficulty is
神给我的环境, 我服不下去。
The situation that God has given me, I cannot.
神给我的对象, 我服不下去。
The spouse the Lord has given to me, I cannot submit to.
神给我这些遭遇, 我服不下去。
The Lord has given me these encounter circumstances,
但是感谢主,
I cannot. But I thank the Lord.
当我们服下的时候,
when we do submit,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
虽然下面我有很难的生活,
even though I had many difficulties,
因为在抗战的时候有很难的生活,
during the war there were many difficulties,
就是抗战刚刚结束啊, 又有很难的生活,
and right after the war there were
many difficulties, 但是因为里面的服,
but because inside I had submitted,
所以我里面得着释放,
I received freedom.
不但得着释放,
not only have I been freed,
有喜的,
there is joy,
有安息,
there is peace,
有安息,
and peace.
这个是我学的一个功课。
This is the one lesson I learned.
要服在神大能的手下。
To submit under the mighty hand of the Lord.
第二方面就是在我 服侍主这个条路上。
The second thing is that in my service for the Lord.
从前啊，我们在这里啊，都是从前因为我们这个聚会啊，从来我们都不说我们是属什么属什么属什么。
In our fellowship, we don't say we belong to this or that.
最早我们是说我们奉主名聚会。
In the earliest days, we just say we gather in the name of the Lord.
以后我们是说我们是走道路的。
And later on, we said we walked in the way.
那走道路就走什么路呢？
What way do you walk in?
也不懂。
And we did not understand.
不过就是怎样跟咯。
We just followed.
我们是走道路的哈。
I just followed in the saying and said.
就是我们就是走道路的。
We just walk in the way.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
我读到腓立比第二章。
I read to Philippians chapter 2.
在哪里提到说，我们的主本来与神同等，不为强夺。
It says that Jesus, he was very nature God.
我们的主本来是神的儿子。
Our Lord, he was the Son of God.
与神同等。
He was the very nature God.
不为强夺。
But he did not consider equality.
但是他谦卑来做人。
He did not consider, he did not consider equality with God.
不但做人。不但做人。
He humbled himself not
还做奴仆
to the form of a man
不但做奴仆还来为我们死
and he took the form of a servant not only a servant but also died for us
为我们死
not only died for us
还死在十字架上
but died on the cross
我的里头亮啊
it felt like there was a light inside me
这个就是主的道路
this is the way
因为在前一段前一点的时间有连长的弟兄常说
A while ago, many elder brothers were saying
我们不能走魔鬼的路来侍奉神
We cannot walk in the way of Satan to serve the Lord
不能走魔鬼的道路来侍奉神
We cannot walk in the way of Satan to serve the Lord
我里头感觉侍奉神就侍奉神怎么会去走魔鬼的道路呢
And I felt inside me Serving God is serving God. How can we walk in the way of the devil to serve God?
在哪一天主给我看见
But on that day, the Lord showed me.
魔鬼的道路是什么呢
What is the way of the devil?
就以赛亚四十章
In Isaiah chapter 40.
那个光明之子，明亮之。
The Son of Light.
他呢，有五个要。
He had five things.Five things he wanted.
神已经给他很高的地位。
God had already given him a high position.
他还有一个要。
And he had five that he wants.
但问了一个要说，我要与神同等。
One thing is that he wanted to have equality with God.
给我里头亮啊。
And this caused a light inside of me.
在这里有两条路。
There are two ways here.
一条路是主的道路。
One way is the Lord's way.
一条路是魔鬼的道路。
And another way is the way of Satan.
所以在我们走主路上面。
So when we walk in the way of the Lord.
多少时候我们真的是走魔鬼的路。
But many times we are actually walking in the way of the Satan.
但是我们说我们在侍奉神。
And we say we are serving the Lord.
所以给我的里面呢。看见说我的路该如何走
and it showed me that which way I need to walk in
感谢主
I thank the Lord
但愿主恩待我们、
May the Lord give his, bless us
特别今天看见这么多的青年弟兄姊妹能够起来爱主
especially when I see many young people today that rise up to love the Lord、
我在这里稍微交通主在我心上的恩典怜悯
and I just want to share a few things a few of the blessings the Lord has given me
给我有这些看见说在我一生的路该如何服在他大能的手下
that in my life I learned how to submit under the mighty hand of the Lord.
在我一生的道路中间，能够如何走主的道路？
And in all my life to learn how to walk in the way of the Lord.
没有在哪里走魔鬼的路来侍奉神。
There's to not walk in the way of Satan to serve the Lord.
今天我们的天性都是不服的。
Today all our natural our nature is not to submit.
都是悖逆的。
Our nature is to rebel.
特别现在你看见人就是悖逆的。
Especially today you can see
人一生出来就是悖逆的。
When man is born, he is rebellious.
我们自己都是很悖逆的。
We all are very rebellious.
但是主要我们服在他大能的手下。
But the Lord wants us to submit under his mighty hand.
就在我们的生活，我们的工作上，我们蒙怜悯。
That in our life, in our work, we may be blessed.
在我们侍奉的路上，
in our service,
如何走主的道路？
How to walk in the way of the Lord.
不在哪里抬高我们的自己。
Not to lift ourselves up.
魔鬼的路，他就是要抬到高。
The way of the devil is to lift himself up.
但是我们的主已经有很高的道路，已经是在很高，但是他是一直降卑直到死。
But our Lord, His way is that when He is in a high position, He
所以这两条路摆在我们的面前。
So these two paths are placed before us.
求主保守我们。
We pray that the Lord would protect us
能够
and to lead us
走他的道路
and to walk in His way
能够服在他的面前
and to submit before Him.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful on us.